If you had an opportunity to meet Jesus Christ today, and you can only ask him one question, only one question, what would your question be? Today we read from the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10, a very interesting scenario. We read about a young, rich ruler, who meets Christ. And although we don't read that he is a ruler in the Gospel according to St. Mark, if you read the Gospel according to St. Matthew and the Gospel according to St. Luke, it has the same exact event elicited, and it mentions that he is a young, rich ruler. And this young, rich ruler, as the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples are heading back out onto the road to go serve and to heal, he runs to him. He runs to him and he kneels before him. And he asks probably the most important question that a person can ask. If we were to meet Jesus, I wish we would ask the same question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And so the Lord answers him and says, well, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. And he says, oh, good one, I have done all these things since I was young. I'm sure he was very happy to hear that this is what needed to be done, because he had done this. He had done this since he was young, it says. But that wasn't it. Because then the Lord said to him, you must do one more thing. You must sell all your possessions, carry your cross, and follow me. And when you hear this, you think to yourself, this is pretty harsh. I mean, you look at him, he's a good guy. I mean, this is a young, successful person. He's young, he's a ruler at a young age, and he's rich. I mean, according to the world, he must have been very successful. Not only that, but he's following the commandments. He's a good guy. I mean, why would the Lord ask something so strong of him? Why was that such a requirement? Even it says the disciples were astonished at what the Lord was saying. And the man became very sorrowful. And it says his countenance changed, fell, meaning his happiness and his joy turned to sadness and sorrow. And he turned around and he walked away. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? I mean, does this mean that we must all go and now sell all of our possessions and give everything that we have to the poor and that's it? And go and follow Jesus and serve the poor? We have to give up everything, all of our money? Is that what this means? Well, obviously not. It does not mean that. But the reason why our Lord Jesus Christ told him that he must sell all of his possessions, told him that he must give up everything he has, is because our Lord Jesus Christ knew that he loved his possessions more than he loved God. He loved his riches more than he loved God. And so if you were standing before our Lord Jesus Christ and you were to ask him this question, oh, good master, my Lord, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? What would he tell you? What would he tell you you have to give up? Maybe he will tell you you have to give up a relationship. Maybe he will tell you, the person that you love more than you love me. You're not putting me first. Maybe he will tell you, leave the friends that you were with. Give up your friends. They don't know me. They don't follow me. I want you to follow me. Now you think you come to church and you're doing the right thing, but in time, if you stay with these friends, no. Leave these friends. leave these friends and come follow me. Maybe he will tell you, leave your thoughts about money. See, many people think money is the root of all evil. Although if you read 1 Timothy, this is a common misconception. Money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Sometimes we think to ourselves, money, money, money. This is a reality. This is not something that is made up. This is a reality in all of our lives, especially those who are struggling in our society today. The number one thing on our mind, I need to make more money. I make this amount of money now, but this is not the dream that I have for myself. The dream that I have for myself is to make this amount. And I will strive, and I will do everything I can. That's good. But if you were standing before our Lord Jesus Christ, would he tell you, give up that dream? That dream has become your God. I have taken second place. Maybe he will tell you to stop being lazy. Maybe he will say your laziness has become your God. Maybe he will say, did you read Matthew chapter 25? Where I talk about those on my right hand and those on my left hand. And those on my right hand are the ones who have given to the needy, who have fed me when I was hungry, who have given me drink when I was thirsty, who have clothed me when I was naked. And he said, those on the left, those who have not known me, who have not done these things, those on my right will gain eternal life, those on my left will not. Maybe he will tell you right now, you were too lazy, you were on my left. Very interesting is that he did two things. One we discussed, which is he loved something more than God, and the second thing is that he compromised. We do the same thing, we compromise. We settle, we're satisfied. I come to church Sunday, this is good. Yeah, I sin. I'm human, I sin. Everyone sins, but I come to church. But I come to church. That word but is a word that can lead us to eternal damnation if we compromise with this word. This man believed that he was a good man. And in the eyes of many, including the disciples, he was a good man. He did more than many people can say they did. He followed the commandments. How hard is it to follow commandments? He's been doing this since youth. Maybe he even believed that all the riches he has is because of this. But obviously that wasn't the case, because he needed more. And the amazing thing about it is that when we compromise, we start comparing ourselves to those who are worse than us. I mean, how many times do we do this? This is the worst thing of all. We start looking at others and we say, well, at least I'm not doing that. At least I'm not living the life like that. Well, this person doesn't even come. At least I come. I'm better than this person. Thank you, God. I'm better than this person. Our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us not to compare ourselves to others, but to compare ourselves to Him. He says, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Strive to be perfect like your Father in heaven is perfect. Even if it is one little sin, that one little sin can kill you. Whether it's an addiction, whether it's your job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a friendship. These are things that we've learned since we were so young, but for some reason, it's a lesson that we can't follow, we can't live, because we compromise. And I speak to myself first, of course. This is something that we all must learn to do. No compromising. And I think we pick the Gospel according to St. Mark to read over Matthew and Luke, because there is one verse that really hits home. And it's not in the other two Gospels. It says, the Lord looked at him and loved him and said, leave your possessions. He looked at him and he loved him. He our Lord Jesus Christ does not wish the death of a sinner, but rather that he return and live. Every conclusion of every hour in the Agbaya, we read, for the Lord does not wish the death of a sinner, but rather that he return and live. No one, nothing, can love you, can love me more than our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a fact. No matter what, it is 100% love. Unconditional, no questions asked, love from our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is through that love that gives us hope. That love should be enough for us to say, I will give up everything. His love is what makes us want to be like this. The truth is, this man wasn't the owner of his possessions. His possessions owned him. And our Lord Jesus Christ wants to be free, free of ownership. You know, very interesting. One time I had to interview a prisoner. So I had to go to Rikers Island, which is a jail facility. And I'm sitting in the waiting area. I have to interview this person because he's going to help me in a case that I have. And as I'm sitting there waiting, I see a man, a young man, who he must have served his last day in jail. So he was free now. And he was carrying a bag with all of his clothes in the bag. It was a clear bag. He had clothes in his bag, I guess, from all of the times that, you know, maybe his family visited him and brought him a sweater or brought him sweatpants or something to wear. The stuff that he was arrested in, maybe he still had with him. And he's walking out, and before he reaches the door to leave, now he's a free man, you see this huge smile on this man's face. He's just so joyful. He's free. And he's opening up the bag, and he's looking at the bag, and there's a garbage can next to him. And he's taking out his clothes, and he's just throwing it in the garbage. And he takes it out, looks at it, and throws it in the garbage. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, what is this guy? He's throwing away all of his clothes. And while he's doing this, he has the biggest smile on his face. He's just taking it out and throwing it out, taking it out, throwing it out, looking at it, throwing it in the garbage, looking at it, throwing it in the garbage, everything. At this point, the only thing on this man's mind was freedom. He knew the value of freedom and joy. He was willing to get rid of all of his possessions. Everything he had didn't matter. He wanted to be free. He even came to a point where he pulled out a very nice blazer, like a suit jacket, and he was going to throw it. I said, no, don't throw that out. He looked at me. He said, keep it? I said, yeah, keep it. He said, maybe an interview? I said, yeah, maybe you can get an interview and you can wear the jacket. So the jacket was the only thing that he kept, and everything else he threw away. If we truly understand the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, if we truly believe in the joy of the freedom that we will have, we will be willing to get rid of all of our possessions, everything that we have, everything that ties us down, just like this man did. May we all strive to be like the young ruler in the sense where he followed the commandments, but even better, may we strive to be perfect like our Lord Jesus Christ. And glory be to God forever. Amen.